Democratic vice presidential candidate Senator Kamala Harris has officially accepted her spot on the party's presidential campaign ticket. The former prosecutor making history as the first Black woman and first South Asian American on a major party ticket. On the third night of the virtual Democratic National Convention, Senator Harris sharply criticized President Donald Trump's handling of the coronavirus pandemic. She said his failure of leadership has cost lives and livelihoods. Former President Barack Obama also delivering a blistering attack on President Trump and in support of his former Vice President Joe Biden for the office of president. The former president saying President Trump has shown no interest in treating the presidency as anything but one more reality show that he can use to get the attention he craves. President Obama's speech was extraordinary because former presidents rarely publicly criticize a sitting president. President Trump responded to excerpts of his successor's speech earlier in the day, criticizing Obama as having been ineffective and putting U.S. democracy in danger. The Republican Party will hold its convention and similar virtual events next week to nominate President Trump for another term. Follow along on voanews.com. Prominent Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny is hospitalized and in a coma after falling ill aboard a flight. His spokeswoman saying it appears he was deliberately poisoned. Navalny, a strong critic of President Vladimir Putin, was heading home to Moscow when he fell ill, forcing an emergency landing. A passenger posted a video to Telegram in which cries could be heard from inside the airplane's bathroom stall. This is VOA News. Another 1.1 million unemployed U.S. workers filed for government jobless compensation last